who's been a frequent guest on this radio show, as well as on our subscription side of the platform, Major General Paul Vallely. Major General Paul Vallely retired from the United States Army as Deputy Commanding General in the U.S. Army in the Pacific. General Vallely graduated from the U.S. Military Academy at West Point and was commissioned in the Army, serving a distinguished career of 32 years. General Vallely is a graduate of the Infantry School, Ranger and Airborne Schools, Jump Master School, the Command and General Staff School, the Industrial College of the Armed Forces, and the Army War College. Paul has over 15 years' experience in special operations, psychological, and civil military operations. Paul served in many overseas theaters, to include Europe and the Pacific Rim countries, as well as two combat tours in Vietnam. He has served as a consultant to the Commanding General of the Special Operations Command, and General Vallely has been a military analyst. You've seen him on television, heard him on radio for well over 15 years. He is also a guest lecturer on national security, international and political economic issues, strategic planning matters, and the global war against radical Islam and other threats to America. He also founded a phenomenal organization, Stand Up America. The website, Stand Up America US. You have to put the US in there. StandUpAmericaUS.org. It is my honor to welcome back my friend, General Paul Vallely. Paul, welcome back to the Operation Freedom Platform.
Well, thank you, David. Happy to be with you again on a great Sunday with beautiful weather here in Montana. I hope you're having the same there.
You know, actually, it's shocking, but we are actually having really nice weather here in Michigan. Now, it's only 60 degrees, but hey, that's not bad, and it's not snowing, and the sun's out. Hard to believe. So, no, the weather's fine, but frankly, Paul, the weather forecast for Freedom is it's pretty cloudy with a heavy chance of thunderstorms and frankly a hurricane when it comes to what it looks like on the Freedom forecasting front. Paul, the person who is currently, I guess you want to say, occupying the Oval Office when he's not in his soundstage at the East Executive Office Building next to the West Wing, Biden is getting more and more. He's always been difficult to listen to, but difficult to take seriously. But this is it's beyond off the rails at this point, Paul. I want to play a clip for you from a recent, you can't even call it a press conference, where he comes out and he tries to read the teleprompter and then he fails miserably at that. And then he shuffles off the stage and won't answer questions from the press. But he was recently in Chicago and he did a press conference. I want to play this for you and get your reaction. Derek, hit it.
Also, we've got state leadership here, Lieutenant Governor Julius here, Stratton, and the Ohio, Pennsylvania, I'm from Pennsylvania, the Illinois President Don Harmon, State Senator Laura Murphy, State Rep Martin Moylan, and we got great labor leaders here, too. Tim, where's Tim? There you go. Tim, thank you. Thank you, pal. AFL-CIO State President, and Jeff Isaacson, United Brotherhood of Carpenters, and Don Finn, IBEW, and Robert Reiter. You know, if I can digress for just a second, last night I was on the television. I was on the telephone. At any rate,
Paul. This is off the rails.
Yeah. No, he's not coherent whatsoever. It's obvious that his mental state of being, he's incapacitated to some degree. I don't know how great a degree. It would have to be a medical doctor, a psychiatrist to evaluate that. But the interesting thing, the White House staff will not allow him to get a medical examination and report it to the American people. As you may remember, they've done the past president, most recently President Trump in the last administration. I think they're embarrassed. I think they know there'll be a revelation that he's diminished. He cannot think through logically or rationally on any subject. And that's why he's there as a puppet of Obama And Obama is a puppet of the shadow, the global shadow government of 38 different people that we'll be releasing probably in the next week or I'd say in the next month, as we're working on that right now, the global domination. And more on that later, though, Dave.
Well, you know, Paul, Biden and his thugocracy, as I call it, are demanding that every American essentially release their medical records to their employer, to the state, whatever it might be, about their vaccination status. And if not, then they will be somehow punished. You will lose your job. You will not be allowed to go to concerts. You will not be allowed to whatever it might be. So for all of us minions, the 340 million minions in this country, you have to declare your medical status. Yet Joe Biden, who can't even read six words without bumbling them up, refuses to disclose anything related to his medical status. You know, if he wants everybody to either wear a yellow star that they're not vaccinated or a gold star that they did get the jab, then if he's expecting people to go along with that totalitarian thugocracy dictate, how does he get away with hiding his medical situation, his medical records? Because if we're going to have to do it, he should have to do it.
Well, it's just like Obama. His records in the past were covered, were not to be released. These are the elites in this administration that they do not think or believe they should reveal anything of that nature to the American people. That's their mindset, and they're not going to do it, because they know if there's revelations made about really what's going on behind the scenes of this administration, that the American people then would be further awakened to bring them down. And so I think there's a fear factor there, Dave.
You know, Paul, one of my concerns is his mandates for the jab. And as every day goes along, the data on the jab becomes worse and worse as far as it being safe, as far as it being effective. I mean, a recent Department of Defense study looked at 5.6 million Medicare beneficiaries and found that 71% of all recent cases of COVID occurred in people who were doubly vaccinated, and 61% of all those hospitalized with COVID recently were doubly vaccinated. You know, Paul, I'm concerned that this jab situation and him mandating the jab for all military personnel is leading to a national security nightmare where hundreds of thousands of people in the military that are saying, I'm not going to put something in my body that the full contents of which are not disclosed and there are no long-term studies on. The fact that there are hundreds of thousands that could well be removed from the military. We now hear of Navy SEALs that were deployed that were being pulled back because they didn't have the jab on board. Navy SEALs that were supposed to be deployed, not being deployed because they didn't have the jab. We have a Lieutenant Colonel Teresa Long, who was a flight surgeon, who grounded 4,000 air crews, including pilots, because she was seeing such a huge problem of myocarditis, pericarditis, and complications associated with the jab, and felt that these aviators were not safe to themselves or anybody beneath them on the ground. Paul, I see this as a national security issue, yet there are people in the People's Republic of Ann Arbor who say that's hyperbole and that's fear porn. Well, what is it, Paul?
Well, what we have now are rational people whether they're in our airlines or whether they're in the medical profession or they're in the military, they're realizing from the reports now that the near-term and long-term downside of these vaccines is real and that it does affect the genetic makeup of your body. I mean, I'm not a doctor, but I certainly understand what's happening there, plus the violation of your constitutional right, plus violation of the Nuremberg codes, if you go back to 1947. They are trying to work in a tyrannical fashion that they're going to tell us what to do, how to do it, and when to do it. And the awakening is happening. It's awakening across the board in our shipping industry, in the military, in the airline, first responders, that they're going to say, we're not going to do this. And they're not accepting basically those of us that have had COVID and have that resistance that's just as good and proven as any vaccine, but yet they're putting aside all of those that have had COVID. They still expect us to be masked and to get the vaccine. It's going to get worse and worse, David, I'm afraid. And we see consistently across the board the dismantling of America. Now, with our supply chain problems that we're having with all of these freighters sitting off Long Beach, Los Angeles, we have Governor DeSantis say, hey, bring your freighters down here. You can offload them in Florida. I mean, this Biden administration... again, this is by design. This is on purpose. We have to realize this. This isn't by accident. And that O'Biden is just a puppet of Obama. Obama works through Susan Rice at the executive building on the White House grounds and directs everything that the chief of staff, Jen Psaki, and Biden do or don't do. And he continues, Biden anyhow, to be incompetent and destructing and destroying America as it is. So we've got to stand up against that and not tolerate it anymore.
So, Paul, what do many people say, okay, this is off the rails. What do I do? Because one of the big problems, Paul, and you, and I mentioned in your introduction, you worked in psychological operations. I believe this has also been a huge psychological operation for the past 2 years, that this is about putting people in fear, because if people are continuously in fear, they become paralyzed, they become easier targets, and they essentially sit on the sidelines and let the goon squad do whatever they wish. So, Paul, what do we do from our side to implement a psychological operation against the totalitarian scum?
Well, there's a number of things we can do, that's for sure. I would be happy to look at a number of things that we can do, and let me just maybe delineate a few of them, because the question keeps coming up, not only in the questions I get on radio interviews, but I was at a march in Spokane, Washington on Friday there, hundreds of people standing up against the jab and against a tyrannical government. So this is what I told them. What can we do and should do to save our nation? First, we must have the confidence, belief, and spirit that we can turn things around. We must have a spiritual revival first and trust in God that he will be with us and us with him in restoring America. Beyond prayer, though, we must act. We must elect new leaders who are committed to God and country and people first. As I learned at West Point, it's about duty, honor, and country. We must all take that oath now to protect our great country from evil and greed. We can sit back and assume someone else will do it, but we have to do something. We've got to be proactive. We've got to stand up. We've got to be on the offense. In all circumstances, we must not allow the evils of communism and globalism to dominate us. We must take back our schools, and we see parents doing this at the school board meetings now. We must take that back from the liberals who have brought CRT, critical race theory, liberalism, and even pornography to our young students, down to the grade school level. We must be active in our schools and on the school boards. Our efforts to restore America, it's a grassroots effort, and we must organize the county and town levels to ensure success. That's why we're promoting the formation of the Patriot Guards of America in each county. At this point in time, it appears that we cannot trust our political representatives to solve the nation's problems. Too much in power struggles, greed, money, finances, partisan politics. And lastly, we must demand that our officers and members of our armed forces are committed to their oath and their code of protecting America, its citizens, from all threats, foreign and domestic. Again, as the code I learned at West Point, duty, honor, country. A cadet does not lie, cheat, or steal. So it all bottom lines out, David. It's all about courage and overcoming the fear. And do you have the courage to stand up against America's adversaries? So there's my message.
Well, and the common theme with your message, Paul, is people not waiting. See, one of the big problems I have is people go, well, I'm going to wait till 2022 and we're going to vote these people out. I'm going to wait till 2024. No, that's what the totalitarian scum want people to do. They want people to wait till 2022, 2024, where they can solidify their criminal activity for the next 2 to 4 years. And as you say, it means people getting off a dead center and taking on the totalitarian syndicate head on. Right now, you do it peacefully, but you do it and you stand up to these people right here and now. You don't wait.
Well, we do know there was hacking and there was fraudulent activities occurring throughout many states of America in the last election. We know the Chinese Communist Party hacked into the Dominion computers. There were various polling stations throughout the country. I have no assurance. I don't feel confident that we'll even have legal elections again, particularly in 2022, 23, and 24. I mean, look at the damage that's been done just in 10 months. Look how much damage can be done just in the next 10 months before the election. So that's why we have to solve the problems now. We can't wait listening to the politicians say, oh, wait, 2022, especially when we have so many rhinos. That don't stand up. How do we expect to have any of our leaders stand up in 2022 from what we've experienced in the past? I don't see it happening.
Well, and it's true. If you look at Congress and the House and the Senate, if you look at state legislatures, most governors, you know, Paul, there has been very little pushback, even word pushback, from the opposition, you know, the McCarthys of the world, the Republican leadership in Washington and state legislatures. People are fed up. You know, when have you seen somebody stand up that has an R after their name and say, and we know anybody with a D after their name, forget about it, but it's one political party as far as I'm concerned, the Republicans. But you haven't seen anybody with that say, these mandates are not only unconstitutional, they're put out by totalitarian thugs, and no one should follow these mandates. They're a gross violation of the Bill of Rights and the Constitution. Paul, that hasn't occurred by anybody. And by the way, and not to be, you know, people get mad at me on this, I'm PO'd. You know, President Trump has not come out. When Biden made the biggest totalitarian speech made by a president of the United States about forcing private companies, Trump was mute, and he remains mute to this day on this issue.
Yeah, no, that's correct. The problem is, as we see it, I'm a big Trump supporter. We want to see him become president again. But he continues to surround himself by incompetent people as well. Too many political types. He needs some good retired generals to go in, like a General McInerney and others, a General Boykin. There's a number of us retired generals that could really help him out. But he never calls on us. He continues to call on the same type of weak partisan politicians. I mean, look at this guy, Rand Paredes, who was the first chief of staff, big supporter with Paul Ryan. It's so convoluted. But there's no warriors. I can't name one warrior that's working for Trump right now.
Well, and the only warrior that I actually associated with when he was president was Peter Navarro, his trade rep. He was the guy boxing China's ears out on the trade issues. And he's the only guy now that I see pushing on the and you know, about the mandate issue, about the election interference issue. Other than that, all I get is a bunch of hot air from these other cats.
Well, absolutely. You're right. Peter was a warrior. But, David, if you could name one warrior that's down there in West Palm Beach in Florida, other than Ron DeSantis, who's a warrior, I can't name any down there. And so that's either. The problem. Trump, if he was sincerely going to run, he's got to bring in some people that are warriors that can change what's going on in the country and have the courage to do it.
Well, and it's no secret, you know, Paul, it's no secret that, you know, with the CDC's own system, the vaccine adverse event reporting system, you know, in the data released on Friday night, you know, it shows that due to the jab, we have 798,636 people who've reported adverse events. Of those, 16,766 people had died because of the jab. 117,399 had serious injuries related to the jab. That data is readily available to President Trump, yet he has yet to come out and say, you know what? I was misled. There are issues here. We need to stand down on this and look at the data because this is inappropriate and unacceptable. I haven't heard that from him, Paul, and that's a huge problem in my mind.
Yep, you're absolutely right, Dave. I'm with you on that. As I said, I'm a big Trump supporter, want him back, but he's got to put some strong people with him right now, warriors as I call them, that can stand up for duty, honor, and country in this great republic. And I don't see that.
Paul, I'd like to thank you for everything you have done, are doing, and will do. StandUpAmericaUS.org. Folks, you're listening to Operation Freedom.